This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get to the wildcard weekend and the playoff matchups. We're going to call it our NFL playoff penguin waddle.
Let's do it.
Coming up in a bit here.
Yeah.
But wrapping up the reggie season with one meaningful game. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. There were some other meaningful games. Denver got into the playoffs by beating the Chiefs.
Yeah, and then the Tampa-Atlanta
one. Yeah.
You know, it looked like both of those squads were going to do the I don't want to be in the playoff game. And so,
yeah, that was kind of fun to watch. They were doing the screen, kind of showing the scores of what was going on with the other team.
And I was watching it up at A&A, so it was great. So, you know, just doing some live betting and side by side, it was bananas. And both of those games ended up being great games down to the wire.
Yeah, I've always found in week 18, you know, everybody's like, oh, this team's going to smoke that team because they have to win and the other team doesn't care. Well, that it always kind of seems to work the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Not always,
with the exception of the Broncos. You know, like
like I said, not always. Yeah. But it's always like I feel like there's a pucker factor on the team that has to win, and the team with nothing to lose just lets her rip.
Yeah,
and it kind of makes for a fun. Week 18 kind of sucks.
Yes,
but you know, every once in a while there's some gold in there.
Yeah, it was.
That was pretty good. Denver smoked the.
Someone here Chiefs. like a dumbass. The Broncos were catching 11, the Chiefs were catching 11.
Yeah.
And then when they went down 7-0, they were catching 18 at the book, and some dumbass was like, give me that. Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I see why he did that, though.
I was just like, you know, last year Kansas City was in the same spot, and, you know, their backups play hard, and they had a vet quarterback. You're giving me 18? I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah, why not? Man. Well, plus you're at the bookie, you have to bet. You got to watch something. You got to lose money somehow.
38-0.
Anyway.
My buddy hit a 5-team over parlay, $1,100.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Vikings-Lions was good.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't really good. Actually, it was.
It was good.
It was classic NFL. It was entertaining, but not good.
Well, because here's the thing. That game ended up being 31-9. Up until close. The fourth quarter, that is not indicative of how close that game was.
Well, of course, if you didn't watch it and you just saw the final score, you have no idea what occurred.
No.
It was a rock fight.
Yes.
And it's wild because the Vikings' defense played great.
Yes.
And yet they would just continually get into the red zone inside the 10, and they could not do anything.
No.
The Lions, Aaron Glenn is great.
Yes.
He just flat out said, look, we don't have any guys left. So the guys we do have left, we're just going to torpedo at the quarterback, and let's see what happens. And, of course, the quarterback ended up being Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And for as well as he has played this year, the Lions totally exposed him into being Sam Darnold.
18 for 41.
He couldn't do anything.
For $166.
And he missed wide-open guys right and left.
It was a masterclass on the part of Aaron Glenn. And Anzalone coming back with the broken forearm still and the big scar and the cast, and he's playing with his hair on fire. And Van Ginkle's out there. He Reggie Bushed him. I thought he killed Gibbs. Oh my God, that was the hit. You don't see many of these anymore because in the NFL, if you hit someone hard, it's a flag. He absolutely bent Jahmyr Gibbs in half, and I thought he killed him. I mean, that there was some hitting going on. I don't mind a rock fight when you have two really, really well-coached teams going at it. And, you know, Goff had two horrible interceptions, and Minnesota forced him into those. But I love the fact, who was it? One of the DBs for the Lions had a great line. I forget who it was. But they had a great one after the game where he got a game ball. I think it was Robertson, the slot corner. They moved over and basically just said, "Hey, go play arguably the best receiver in football, and we're just going to go one-on-one with him." And he played a hell of a game. And he said, "You can't bury what effing comes from the dirt." And he goes, "Everyone wrote us off. We don't have anyone left. We're not supposed to be here." And I love everything that the Lions have going on. And Dan Campbell is not perfect, and at times you look at him, you're like, dude, what the hell are you doing? But that guy, when he took that job, when he drafted Penei Sewell, said that we are going to build a culture of toughness. And that son of a gun has built the toughest, most resilient team I've seen in years. And that next man up mentality, they're finding guys off the street. They're finding just guys that are plug and play. And it's like, you may not be great, but you will play hard. And there's no team that plays harder. And I freaking love what the Lions have done.
Yeah, they basically just, I mean, the Vikings are good, and they just made him quit. You know, the dam burst, and then, you know, it was only a matter of time before the Lions' offense did something.
Yeah.
And they uncorked a couple of drives, yep, and got it in the end zone. Vikings couldn't, and thanks for coming. It's one of those games, it was really frustrating, because if you're a Vikings fan, or if, say, you bet on the Vikings,
yeah,
dude, that game, it was, those teams are pretty close.
Yes.
But the Lions just absolutely, they just mauled them. Mm-hmm. And it was really kind of embarrassing, I thought, for Minnesota. And McCarthy's over there. He's got kind of a good pouty face.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Well, and am I the only one? So they were showing J.J. McCarthy. And
well, it's not. Oh, you mean the quarterback? Oh, what did I say? McCarthy?
Yeah, you said McCarthy.
Did you mean O'Connell?
I meant O'Connell.
Oh, O'Connell.
Sorry. Sorry. No, the pouty face of Kevin O'Connell is pretty good, because we haven't seen that much. I mean, they win all the time.
I thought you were talking about the end of the game.
No,
I
didn't see that.
They showed J.J. McCarthy.
I was so disgusted, I turned it off.
I did not. I was loving it. I was loving my Lions. By the way, I have not purchased a piece of NFL gear in 20 years. In my entire adult life, I have never bought an NFL anything.
There's really no good NFL gear.
No.
Like, their gear doesn't look very good.
Well, and
except for those hats they're wearing this year on the sideline.
Yeah, with
the little
braid thing on the bottom of them.
I think those are pretty cool. That's the first time I've ever seen an NFL hat I liked.
I am going to have to break my streak and just break down and buy a piece of Lions gear. But
you're kind of a front runner, though. Do you?
I have been on the Lions for years. Thank you very much.
I don't think you have.
Dan Campbell bite kneecaps? I don't want to hear it. Been on the Lions.
You're a bit of a friend.
Nah, zip it.
It's funny how all of a sudden everybody's a Lions fan. Get out of here. Dude, they've sucked for 50 years.
Oh, I haven't been on the Dan Campbell train the entire time?
No, you...
I haven't?
I don't think you have.
Really?
No.
You're going to sit here and tell me that I have not been on the bite kneecaps from the get-go.
I think your Dan Campbell love has elevated as the Lions have elevated, and I think that's kind of weak.
I'm disappointed in you calling out my lack of faith in Dan Campbell.
You got to be there from day one, man.
I have.
I don't think you have.
Ever since he was the opening press conference, he's biting kneecaps. My guy, I love this guy. Let's go. Let's go, Dan Campbell. Anywho, at the end of the game, they were talking about the future of both teams, and they showed J.J. McCarthy. You don't know what I'm speaking of. Buck, did you see this?
I didn't see it.
With his flowing mane?
Yeah, so they show J.J. McCarthy, and they're talking about it, and I'm like, well, that's not J.J. I thought they were...
Oh, wait, I did see that. That was J.J. McCarthy?
Exactly. I thought they were showing like an intern, and that I was like, dude, that's not... And they showed him again, and I was like, dude, does someone think that's J.J. McCarthy? And it wasn't until the third time they showed him, and then I had to Google image... Like recent J.J. McCarthy, and I was like, that's J.J. McCarthy? I really thought the broadcast was going to have mud on their face, that they were just showing some random dude. He looked like Steve from Stranger Things.
Well, he grew his
great
hair
pull.
Out.
Yeah.
He looks
12.
He's kind of got like an Aaron Rodgers look to him a little bit.
But
he's skinny.
Threw me for a loop.
Yeah, he looks nothing.
He's got the like Randall Pink Floyd from Dazed and Confused thing
going
on.
He's just living, man. Threw me... was not prepared.
I guess
prepared.
That's a good thing. I don't know. Oh. I did. You're right. I did see that.
Yeah.
And
I but you didn't think it was JJ McCarthy.
You just got to keep
living. No,
man.
I didn't.
Me neither.
L-I-V-I-N.
And I didn't. I don't.
I thought someone in the broadcast truck was going to get their ass chewed for showing some rando on the sidelines and being like, JJ McCarthy graphic.
Well,
I
anyway.
Hate ass.
Anyway, that was. I don't know how you feel good about the Vikings anymore. After that, even though it was just one game,
yeah.
And you probably shouldn't, you never overreact to one game. Dude, that was so bad. Why wouldn't every team just do that to Darnold?
Well, because there are variance plays there. And like you saw it, Jefferson didn't bring one in the end zone. There was another one in the corner that like it was very close. Like
I thought he overthrew them all.
He did.
Jefferson, I mean.
There was one that Jefferson should have brought in. And
the
there
one
was about
in the right corner or the left
corner? No, the right corner one, he overthrew him. And there was one in the back of the end zone that Jefferson, I think, normally comes down with. Yeah. He kind of bobbled it, and then he caught it, but he was out of bounds.
I mean, I half wanted to do the Penn State James Franklin. Just freaking drop back three steps and throw it up to Jefferson. Seriously, yeah. You can't hit anything.
No.
Just throw it up and let him go make a play.
The problem is that, so no one expected the Lions. I mean, they ran more man coverage than they had all game. Or all year. I mean, that and with that skeleton crew, you just didn't think that was going to be it. And so I think going forward, that isn't going to be a success thing for the Lions. They will build in protections against that. I just think that was one of those Waterloo surprise type moments, and the Vikings couldn't come up with an answer to it. The way they were squeezing the pocket, the way they were picking the guard and bringing the other linebacker around. It was a masterclass, but I'm not when they if they play again and if the Lions because Dan Campbell after the game told O'Connell, I'll see you in 2 weeks, which I'm not certain you will. I think the Rams are going to get him.
I don't think he will either.
But if the Vikings go there, the Lions cannot run that same game plan. But in
that, they'll be ready.
They'll be ready for it. But in that instant, it was beautiful. And I was a little surprised that the Vikings on the fly,
they
couldn't come up with an adjustment to
and
that.
And isn't O'Connell an offensive guy?
He is a great offensive guy.
I mean, he looked like he ate a bad piece of fish over there. He didn't know what to do.
And this is why, as much as Sam Darnold has been a great story, and I've been telling you this all year, every game, there are a handful of moments where he shows you that he is Sam Darnold, and they've gotten away with it. And it's a great year, and he deserves to be the starting quarterback there. But these people that think that Sam Darnold has emerged as this MVP-type guy, if you've watched them, the answer to that is no, he has not. He's been incredible from where he was, but he shows you those moments, and unfortunately, he picked the worst time to fully remove the Scooby-Doo mask and be like, I'm Sam Darnold all along. Wow.
Once Sam Darnold, always Sam Darnold.
Hurts.
This is the same thing I always say about Geno Smith.
Yeah.
As good as he is, he will remind you that he is Geno Smith.
Yes.
And you are not winning a Super Bowl with him.
And he did.
And the Vikings are not winning a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold.
I can't disagree.
Period. There's no way.
I can't disagree.
Well, that's what's crazy. Half the Lions are out, and I'll take them to win the Super Bowl over the stupid Vikings.
That does say something.
And again, I'm scorned here.
I'm
a little hot about that one.
I get it.
I was not happy about that one. At any rate, Lions, the number one seed in the NFC, will set you up for the playoff schedule coming up next in our NFL playoff penguin waddle.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On the fan. All right, stopwatch. 4:15. Up next will be our NFL playoff penguin waddle. We'll tell you who's all playing in the playoffs. But since we got a short segue here, playoffs. I have a couple Vikings-Lions leftovers. One is, why, and they referred to it a little bit on the broadcast, because Sam Darnold could have been called for this no less than five times. Mm-hmm. Why do they not want to call delay of game?
It's really frustrating. So basically the NFL, they've decided that the way the game has gone and audibles and everything, that most teams now are getting down to the wire. And because it's such an offensive-minded game and those penalties are drive killers, they've basically said it's a spirit of the law thing that we're trying to give teams the benefit of the doubt, and as long as it's not egregious. So basically what they're doing now is the back judge is in charge of calling it. He looks at the clock, and once he sees double zero, then he looks down, and as long as the center, after he sees it zero, looks back, as long as he is starting the motion, they will give you the benefit of the doubt. It's the same way they do a lot now with like Lane Johnson and some of the tackles. They're jumping offsides on almost every play. But I think, again, it's more of the NFL saying we're trying to incentivize offense. And so we've kind of gone to a letter of the law, spirit of the law sort of thing. And it drives me bananas. I don't know why when it hits double zero, it's not a penalty. Yeah. It's double zero. The ball hasn't moved. Everyone sees it, but we just kind of look the other way at it.
Yeah, I think it's weird that they do that.
They don't want to bog down the game, and they're trying to give the offense the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Well, save the Vikings several times last night.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Because Darnold couldn't get the damn snap off in time.
Start watching some of the tackles. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And some are worse than others, but Lane Johnson literally jumps off sides 20 times a game.
The other one is
makes no sense to me.
The safety for the Lions, Brian Branch,
who's amazing.
Have you seen that he's got his a mouthpiece mm-hmm. on the top of his helmet?
Yeah, you see that sometimes.
I have never seen that.
You've never seen it?
No.
Pay attention.
When did mouth guards? Oh, I guess this year, but the whole mouth guards as like hood ornaments for your helmet is just unbelievable to me.
They just don't think about it. So I never wore a mouthpiece when I played.
Well, he does think about it. I had to go read up about it.
So this is something he does on purpose?
Yeah, he does it on purpose. He said that it started in high school where his mouthpiece, he would just leave it dangling. He wouldn't put it in. And then he would go about his business on a play and it would fall off. And he hated that.
Yes.
So he would just stick it on his helmet, stick it into one of the holes in his helmet and just leave it there. That way it wouldn't fall off. Mm. Well, then it kind of became a good luck thing.
Okay.
So he now does that. He says he doesn't wear a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
So he just puts it on there as good luck. He just leaves it there.
Yeah.
But it's weird looking.
I never wore a mouthpiece either, but I don't think the NFL requires you to have them, but in high school and college, they did require you. So I too did not want it to dangle. I never had a strap. I wore a little thin one and then cut the string on it. And I would tuck it into between my helmet and the top of my face mask. And then if an official ever said something to you,
you slip it in.
They'd be like, hey, put your mouthpiece in. You could grab it, put it in, and then you left it in for a play or two, and then you shove it back in, and no one really said anything after that. So,
well, I just think it's weird that they allow him. You know how
and they're so fickle about
They're
so, like the
they
whole,
allow him to do that.
Your socks have to be a certain height and all that, but you can just wander around with these
weird,
off-colored rubber things hanging.
Now that you've seen it, and his is bright green, so you can really see it. But now, as you watch games,
there's a bunch of those.
Yeah, you'll see a half a dozen guys a game that have them back there, and I always assumed it was more of just kind of like me, and that you just kind of forget about it. You tuck it in, and then it doesn't go in. I didn't know it was a good luck thing, but yeah, guys have been doing that. Guys let them dangle. Guys tuck them into face masks.
Well, now there are guys that are, like, especially in college, that are wearing two or three dangling ones from their face mask. Like they'll do one that matches the uniform and one that is the other team's color. And I'm like,
my daughter once asked me why we were watching, I don't remember if it was college in the NFL. She asked me about like wristbands or something, or maybe it was the eye black. And I said, everything that a football player is wearing is because he thinks it looks cool, and there's really no other reason. This is true almost for wristbands, for spandex, for neck guards, for mouthpiece, whatever. Eye black, none of it makes any difference. You're wearing it because you think it looks super badass, and if it looks badass, it's the Jerry Rice thing. Look cool, feel cool, play cool, you know, all those sorts of things.
Well, it looks kind of stupid.
Agreed.
But whatever.
Yeah.
That's his bit. All right. Well, let's get to the bracket. It is out. It is set.
It is.
The playoffs. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Playoffs?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.